guys, we're back. Today with me, I have Jeff Long, and he is the online course coach. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, man. I actually liked it. Like, but first when I seen the online course coach, I thought, that's unique. You know, you're not really in the creation or the marketing space. You're a coach.
Yeah, well, where it came from, I'll try to keep this story short, but I think it's interesting and it's a little bit of background about me. So I've owned my own business since 2003. And so we started out in the services side where we would create high-end videos for clients. So that could range from training videos to even promotional videos and marketing videos and things like that. And this was before YouTube or even before, you know, WordPress or other platforms were popular. So clients would say, hey, can you put this amazing video, you know, that we just made onto our website? And maybe their website was with Flash or with something that was just ridiculously, you know, hard or, you know, difficult at the time.
Right.
And so we kind of saw an opportunity to build out websites for clients. So it's kind of this 1-2 punch of, hey, we can produce videos and create, you know, websites for our clients. And then an interesting thing happened is they started asking more and more for training material or e-learning or courses. And they didn't always use those words. They just said, hey, we want to, you know, teach our employees how to do X. Can you make a video on that? And so we, you know, over time and for a while, for about 10 years, I had business partners, eventually bought them out and kind of built a team that I currently have. So, you know, where my skill or my passion is kind of that intersection of video and web design. And right in the middle is that training part. Well, both my parents are teachers. So I love to teach and train. In fact, right out of college, I did corporate training with Lowe's and several other Fortune 500 companies. So I have that, you know, corporate training background. And, you know, I never wanted to be a teacher because I'm an entrepreneur, and I saw more and more people that have either a passion or an expertise that want to teach or train or communicate, as well as make additional income. And that's where the courses, you know, kind of kept rising to the top. So in my mind, it's kind of the perfect intersection of who I am, my skills, my abilities, who I was, you know, created to be, but also, you know, I love helping people. So whether it's, you know, an author, a speaker, a coach, or somebody in the business world that wants to create other income and help other people, I think there's tremendous opportunities with that. So I'm a coach that helps people do that.
Yeah, you mentioned you guys used to make websites to put this stuff on. But, you know, recently we have so many platforms, people don't really look for that anymore. So what was your pivot at that point where you've seen, you know, people are going with Thinkific, Teachable, Udemy, all these platforms, and they don't really need a new platform for their own course from you?
Yeah, so I think it really depends on the person. So I like, you know, I have a series of questions whenever, you know, a client or a student, because sometimes I work with, you know, companies, so it's more of a client relationship. And sometimes I work with entrepreneurs. I look at it as more of like a student or a helper relationship. So I kind of ask them how much control they want to have, how much customizations they want to have. So if it's somebody that says, Jeff, I am not technical at all, I don't want to mess with a website, we absolutely go with, you know, a third party. So a Thinkific, a Teachable, you know, there's literally hundreds of options. If it's somebody that says, Jeff, I need exactly X, Y, or Z, I need to control it in this way, I need to do, you know, I need my students' path to be A, B, or C, then we really have to build a custom solution. So yes, there are a lot of really good options out there, but unfortunately, For some clients, those, you know, Thinkific or Teachable, while amazing, they can't do everything. And so that's the beauty of building it yourself or building it, you know, having it custom developed. Plus, when you custom develop it, you own it, you know. So I don't think it's a one size fits all. You know, I never try to persuade my clients, hey, I will build this for you, you know, because I want the best for them. Like I said, many people don't want to touch it themselves, so they go to a third-party platform.
When you custom build these, are you using some kind of a plugin?
Yeah, so there's a couple plugins. You know, we lean towards, or we sometimes use one of them. So we generally use WordPress just because it's, I mean, it's just so flexible, so easy, so user-friendly, and plus you own the website, right? You know, and so that's good from a user's perspective. So a lot of times we'll use things like WooCommerce for the, you know, the back-end e-commerce part, and they have a lot of flexibility there. We use a plugin called LearnDash, which is a learning management system plugin. So all that means is you can create your courses directly on your website. So you don't have to say, hey, go to, you know, mywebsite.com/thinkific.whoknowswhat.com, you know, so that you can have a, and I know you can create a custom URL with Thinkific and Teachable and all those, but it's, the courses are directly on your website.
Do you actually help create the courses too, or only build out the websites?
I could do it all, you know, so some clients, it's just a coaching consulting type of relationship, you know, and they take it from there. In fact, I just finished up a coaching client and that's all he needed. You know, he was able to do it all. And that was a lot of fun because, you know, he was able to go from zero to 60 and we were able to see some good results. Other people, they're like, Jeff, I don't want to touch a website or a course or, you know, so, you know, I can help either create the content or guide them or connect them to people that can create it or whatever. So I really do look for the best opportunities for them. I'm not trying to like pigeonhole them and like force them to work with me in every capacity. It is really dependent on what the client needs and what's best for them.
You know, anytime you say I can do it all, it makes a lot of people like me run for the hills. You know, that's like going to a Chinese restaurant with a menu of 50, 100,000 things on it, and they can't make even one thing right. I like, you
sure.
know, providers with a focus, you know, so like a,
sure.
like creation or marketing, or I can help you with this exact thing. But what would you say your strength is? Because, you know, the do-it-all thing, you know, you can't do everything great. Like, what is your main, you know, strength when it comes
sure.
to online courses?
Yeah, of course. And I think when somebody says I can do it all, that doesn't actually mean they can do it all. You know, so don't take that statement as an overall blanket statement. And I have a team behind me, you know, so I have a good group of designer developers and some things like that that do enable us to do a good amount of things. You know, so when people say, hey, Jeff, you know, we want to do social media marketing with this, you know, there's a lot of things. That's one of the things I'm like, we don't do. So I think where it all comes down to it is I think knowing the integrations, knowing the pieces of the plan and how to put it together. I think that's key because a lot of people, they can throw together a course and that's fine. And you may have some success and that's fantastic. But I think knowing how to create effective content, knowing how to teach effectively, I mean, that's kind of where my passion is because, again, my parents are teachers, so I kind of have that, you know, in me. And then the technology side, you know, is kind of my professional background. And so that's where that comes into play.
What advice do you give to writers or actual teachers like your parents who are thinking of going into the online space, haven't created anything yet, and are thinking about it? Like, what's the advice that you give them?
Yeah. So the number one thing I see in any industry, but specifically, you know, in those that you just gave is build up your audience and your influence, because the more people, you know, the more they're going to tell you what they actually want. I see it over and over and over. People that have an expertise and they just go to their bat cave and they make a course and they come out and they somehow assume that, you know, people are going to be banging down their door to purchase the course, but they haven't pre-sold it. They haven't built trust. They haven't built a community that will welcome them and their course. So that's really where you have to start. Even when you have, a lot of people make assumptions. Hey, I've been in this industry for X amount of years, so I know what people want. And that's great. And that's a head start. But you really have to build that audience. You have to have people asking you for the content. That's where you're going to have more success.
You know, when you tell someone that's not really in the online space to start building influence, they have no idea what that means.
Yeah. So it can be intimidating, or I mean, it's work, but everything in work is work, right? And so, you know, things like this, like we're having a conversation and I'm guessing more than a few people are listening, you know? And so we're building trust with each other and hopefully with the audience. And so you do have to, if you're just starting out, you do have to go out on a limb, be on podcasts or do Facebook Lives or provide value, create guides. I mean, there's tons of things you can do to market yourself. And I know this firsthand. My parents are teachers. They're not marketers. They're not technology people. Their skills are in their teaching ability. So it is difficult, and you do have to get out there. But I don't know. I've always been of the mindset, you know, if I don't get out there and serve more people, I'm going to go hungry, you know. And so the more you serve, the more you help, and the more income you can make and impact you can build.
Yeah, when I looked on your website, I did not see many case studies. Actually, I haven't found any. Can you give us an example of like a client that you maybe took from before they built a course to actually selling it? Like, what's that process look like?
Yeah, so that's a good, yeah, I do need to put more case studies. Thank you. So one that I've been working with for probably over a year, just because she kind of keeps extending the process. Well, actually, let me back up. So I worked with an author named Carrie Wilkerson. She has a book called The Barefoot Executive. She's kind of a popular speaker and different things. She actually flew into town. And we did a whole series of videos for her, just for her lead magnet. And so she created, I think it was a 7-day, I think she called it the business blitz. And so we went through kind of her process of how to structure your day for success, how to kind of ignore all the, you know, the pings and the beeps and the stuff from your phone and your computer. And she was able to, I think she said in her first month, she had almost 10,000 people sign up for that.
Nice.
Yeah. And so that's obviously, you know, gratifying, exciting to be a part of that. And then one that we're, like I said, we're still working on is one for a lady that has a unique, I'm struggling how to even describe this, because she works with parents and how to improve their relationships with their kids, but not in a forceful way, not in a guilt way. So it's kind of this grace-based parenting model that through her experience she has developed. So anyway, we revamped her website. She's built several courses. We're adding a membership feature to her website. And yeah, she's been able to, we just had a conversation yesterday. So here's a cool kind of marketing strategy that I had never thought of that she taught me. So I love when I learn from, you know, clients and people I know. So Chip Gaines from the TV show, I just lost the TV show, but Chip and Joanna Gaines is a popular HGTV show. Mm-hmm. I know people in the audience are like yelling it out. I just lost it. It's so embarrassing. So he has something that's like Kickstarter, but he calls it, I think it's Chipstarter. So he, I guess, is in kind of investing in startups. Huh. And so my client, Janet, submitted her business or her courses or whatever to get some funding. And she told me just yesterday, she said, Jeff, hey, if we get funding, that's awesome. But as a secondary benefit, you know, my description is on his website. My URL, you know, to my website is on his. So I have that link, which helps with SEO or helps, you know, people find my website.
Right.
And so she's like, hey, obviously we want to get funded, but if nothing else, I mean, it may, you know, give some kickback to my website. And I thought that was really interesting. So many times we think of in marketing, the obvious things, you know, being on podcasts, Facebook Lives, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, there's some opportunities, and not to spam, you know, websites by any stretch. That's not what I'm saying. But you can get some link juice, some Google juice by posting some of those things. And I think a lot of people don't even think about that. So anyway, just an interesting opportunity that she took advantage of. That's since closed down. I think he's not accepting any applications. But anyway, just something interesting that I just learned yesterday.
Yeah, it's smart. That's smart. What do you do when you get a client that has created an online course? And I speak to people like this all the time. They've created an online course. They tried selling it. no success. They have no influence. What's that process like?
So that was me years ago. And that's I tell this story on my podcast and to my audience. And it's kind of embarrassing, but I think it helps because we've all been there. So years and years, I'm trying to think, probably 8+ years ago, I worked with a lot of coaches and speakers at the time. And I saw that they didn't know how to create their own websites. And so I was like, hey, WordPress is awesome. Let me go create a course just for coaches on how to make a website and just for speakers on how to make a website. So I went to my bat cave. I made my courses. I months later emerged, you know, feeling victorious. And I put it up for sale and I didn't really get any sales. I got a few trickling in, you know, but it was embarrassing. It was frustrating. I mean, it was depressing, you know? And so, I didn't do the work myself. But where I did go right is I always have the mindset of, you know, I'm not going to succeed or fail. I'm going to succeed or learn. And I had to learn in order to succeed. So I, was following a popular podcast at the time, just as kind of a fan. They were doing I think it was like a live webinar talking about something. It must have been WordPress or website related. And I just in the chat, I said, hey guys, like, I don't know if this would help anybody, but I have this course and I don't know, like, check it out. So I wasn't super salesy. I was just kind of casual about it. And the main guys, the two leaders of the podcast and stuff kind of found that and picked it up. And we did a joint venture together, which just means, you know, they promote it and we split the revenue. So that's an opportunity for people is if you don't have an audience, what audience can you serve or what influencer can you help? So there are things where if you already have a course, you know, maybe you need to go on more podcasts. Maybe you need to get more people to know about you and like you and trust you so that they will buy your course. Maybe you need to do Facebook ads. Maybe you need to do Facebook Lives. So it's not the end of the world. Yeah, right. If you have a course and it's out there and it hasn't sold well, there are strategies to kind of jumpstart life into it.
So do you have an actual process or is it more of just telling people like, oh, you can do this, this or that and just have them pick that themselves?
So when I'm talking personally to somebody, obviously I can get, you know, feedback on what they've tried, who their audience is, where their audience is, because obviously it's not a one size fits all, you know? So if they're in a certain industry, well, maybe there's publications we can write for or interview or serve or, you know, so it is a case by case, situation. So, I mean, I think I have a list of, I don't know, it is 50 or so, you know, different marketing strategies. Obviously, I'm not going to recommend we do all 50. We're going to take, you know, the top two or three and create a strategy and have them implement that.
I've seen the group coaching on your website. How is that working out for you?
Yeah, so that's something I just started just a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to be doing it starting next week or whatever. But anyway, so probably by the time this goes live, that'll be closed down. And so I'm excited for that. You know, I've done different coaching, teaching, speaking, and so that's just an opportunity for a small group of motivated course creators to get together. And yes, I'm going to be helping them, but I think equally they're going to be helping each other. And so I'm really excited to see how, you know, the phrase, a rising tide lifts all ships, type of thing. So instead of, you know, me pouring into one person, it'll be kind of all of us pouring into each other. And I think we're all going to overflow with content and ideas. And, I think we'll all be better for it.
So you've been doing the online course coaching for how long?
So the website, onlinecoursecoach.com, has been, I think, since 2016. But I've been in business since 2003, you know, and like I said at the beginning, it was one of those kind of light bulb moments like, hey, I've been doing X, Y, and Z, and kind of that intersection is the course stuff. I need to kind of formally put this together and help people in a formal way, as far as a defined way, if that makes any sense. But yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I was blessed or enabled where honestly, I didn't have any pressure to make a penny. And for the first year, I don't even think I sold anything or said, hey, hire me. You know, I was just, if people wanted to, they could, but I was never, and I still am to this day, you know, I'm able to help people. I love helping people, but that's just, you know, the online course coach is a part of my business. I have a lot of corporate clients and different things where, you know, because of the size of the contracts, you know, I'm able to help people and not put pressure, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like, we just put a proposal together for a Fortune 500 company for a big e-learning program that has 66 videos and a custom e-learning portal and all that good stuff, you know. So yeah, I'm able to help, you know, large Fortune 500 companies, but then take those same principles and distill it down to an individual or a small company as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. So is there a different website for that, or is it all under this online course coach?
So yeah, I mean, I primarily promote the course consulting and coaching there. I have the other side that's the video marketing, the website design and development is on a different website. But you know, I love that. I mean, it's my passion, but I feel like my focus, my superpower, as it were, is this, the course, side, just because, like I said, I love teaching, I love training. And I think that's the center of kind of who I am and where I like to, serve people.
Yeah, but it's not the main business, or is this the main business now?
So it's a leg of the business. So it's a three-part, you know, I don't know, leg of the stool. Is that what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And so, yeah.
Okay, cool. Jeff, where can people find you?
Yeah, so you can go to onlinecoursecoach.com, learn more about me. I have a whole page of resources. So, you know, we've talked about different marketing strategies, how to build your audience, things like that. So if you go to the resources page, which is onlinecoursecoach.com/resources, you can check those out. And I think they're really helpful.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with Tom, the Digital Architect Liebelt. For more tips, tricks, and interviews, come visit smartbrandmarketing.com. That's smartbrandmarketing.com. And join the newsletter. It's free.